ever turn down a free vacation? Joe is nuts. It's 7:10. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST. It's Chris, Joe. Marissa's here on the board answering the phones.
Hello.
She's looking at me like, what do I say?
I'm like, oh man, I'm on the radio. Oh man.
Whoa. And PST's chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow, is here too. Okay, Joe, tell him.
So I've never gone away. Since I've been an adult, I've never gone away with my parents. I think the last vacation I went on with my parents, I was like 8, 9, you know, like that young.
8 or 9.
And so they have more or less offered for me to go on a cruise. They will book a cruise and essentially offered to take me and my boyfriend with them.
A free cruise. Marissa, are you hearing this?
My jaw just dropped. How long is the cruise? Not that he,
they haven't picked it yet. She basically is offered to run the dates by me to be like, you know, does this work? Does that work? But somewhere in the first quarter next year, my parents have offered for me to go on a cruise.
And she's planning it for you too? You don't have to do anything? It's free and planned?
I don't think if I go on this vacation with them, and they're currently on a cruise now, which is why I came up.
My
parents, they try to go on 2 or 3 a year. There was some stuff. This is their first one all year, so they're itching to do several next year. I don't feel like doing, if I go with my parents, I'm going to have dinner with them every night. I'm going to have to do excursions with them. I don't want to go away with my parents. So I'm saying simply, I'm not trying to be entitled. I'm truly not. I'm not trying to say I'm going on the vacation and then I'm going to ignore them. I think that's rude. So I'm saying I'm just not going to go, period.
You wouldn't go on a cruise if the only thing you had to do was get dinner with your parents?
Hang with your parents?
My mom's going to be...
Sounds so awful.
My mom's going to be like smoking and playing slots all the time. I've been in a casino with her.
Can I tell you something? I don't think she wants to spend every second of that cruise with you.
Probably
you know
not.
When you travel with people, you do some things together and then you do some things apart. You are not going to have, your mom, like you said, is going to sit in the casino. She's not going to expect you to sit next door in the casino. You're going to have plenty
of time. I really don't want
time.
To keep a track of my, oh, you're drinking again, Joe. Oh, you're doing that again.
I don't think.
Mothers do that. Mothers do that.
Well, okay.
Right?
I'm a mother and I do admit I might do that a little bit, but.
Even though I'm a full grown, well out of her nest adult.
Oh,
I'm
you're still kind of needy.
But she doesn't know what I do every day. And now she's going to be like, oh, turns out he can pound back 12 beers a day or whatever. Like, I don't want all that.
Okay, well, here's the compromise
here. Joe, eat better at dinner.
Joe, when you're hanging out with them, don't pound 12 beers. When you and your boyfriend go to the lounge afterwards, then you pound 12 beers. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not thinking clearly on this. There is a way to hang out with your parents, obviously. So maybe you'll have to have dinner with them. Big deal. Sit there and eat. And then it's a big cruise ship, Joe, that you're going to get for free. Are you crazy?
It is the one time in my life. Now, she's gone away. She's taken my other siblings.
And what did they say about the experience?
They actually said it was not bad at all. One of my brother that I was like, oh, it's fine. Now but the thing is, my mom straight up offered via some discounts and things to pay for this one for me.
And is she paying for your boyfriend too?
We'd have to pay like fees and things.
But big deal.
Fees or nothing.
Yeah.
But my brother didn't pay when he went. My brother paid for himself when he went. So I feel like she's going to be like, oh, you're paying. You're my property for the week.
Property?
We've talked to your mom. I don't think she's just the vibe I get from your mom. I don't think you're going to be her property for the week. She's going to get annoyed with you and say, can't you go do something? Like, can't you go grab a chair over there? That's what I think.
I hope, but I don't think so as an adult, I want to hear from people that have gone away with their parents and how it went. Like, I really want to hear about those trips.
Would you turn down a free trip offered by your parents because you don't want to hang out with them a lot? 609-243-9778. Or you can tell us in the 94.5 PST app chat. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 720, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Chris, Joe, Marissa's here on the board answering the phones this morning. Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist. So Joe was offered a free vacation, a free cruise. I wasn't going to say family vacation because it's not your whole family.
No.
Your mom has offered to pay for you and your boyfriend, both of you, to go on a cruise.
Yep.
How many people get offered free vacations? Not many.
She said to me, I know you've missed it because I haven't gone in like 6 years.
Since I've known you, Joe. I think you went on one cruise when you first joined the crew.
I went on three when you first met me and then I haven't gone.
And not in years you haven't been.
Yeah.
So he's thinking about it. He's not sure if he wants to go because he thinks because his mother is paying for the cruise, he'll have to hang out with her all the time. Boo hoo.
Which is so crazy. Free cruise, get dinner with your mom.
Cruises, you have to sit with the same people at dinner every night anyway, right? They assign tables.
If you sit that way, yeah. My parents, like, see, my parents, their style's different. Like, I like the sit-down dinner. They're like, let's go to the buffet, and they like dinner at 5 o'clock. Ooh, God, that's not me.
Okay, so you say, hey, Mom, we're going to grab dinner later. Mm. We'll see you at 8, wherever. Yeah. I mean, I think you do.
See
you
I number.
Do think you have to spend some time with them, but I do not think she's expecting you to spend every waking minute on that cruise with her. You would drive her crazy. I know your mother. She'd be like, Joe, get away from me.
Throw you overboard.
Was that a good Rose impression?
It was a little
Joe.
Bit.
Joe! Joe! All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Lisa in Lumberton on the line. Hey, Lisa, so I heard this happened to you. You were offered a free trip?
Yes. My dad called me a couple years ago and said, hey, me and your grandmother want to take you to Italy.
Wow.
And it was all expense paid. Like, they paid for the room. They paid for all the tours.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing, and I did not have to hang out with them the whole time. But besides that point, it's your freaking mom. She's not going to be here forever.
Joe?
You're going to remember this.
Are you hearing this?
Yes.
No. Oh, my God. No, wait, Lisa, I want to pick your brain, though. Did you guys have a sit-down conversation about how much time you were going to be spending together and apart, or did you just kind of wing it when you got there and did the natural thing?
We just wung it when we got there,
okay.
You know?
Okay. So no. You think okay. He should no way give this up, right?
Absolutely not. It's your freaking mom. Your mom did so much for you your entire life.
Yes, she did. Thank you for calling, Lisa. See, Joe, you're crazy. I'm telling you, she's not going to want to spend every waking moment with you. She goes on cruises a lot. Your parents go on cruises a lot.
They have their own little routine.
So they've got their routine, and they're not going to want to mess up their routine because of you and your boyfriend.
I mean, start to finish, though, there's issues. If we fly down on the same flight, I like to show up to the airport 3 minutes before boarding. Never miss a flight. Knocking on wood.
Knocking on wood.
My mom likes to be there 7 hours early.
I don't think she's going to want to go on the same flight. She's going to say, meet us in Florida. We'll see you on the cruise.
Oh,
I don't think she's going to want you on her heels the whole time. I really don't.
You know what? I think part of it is too, maybe I might be wrong about this, but I think part of it is I also have primarily gone on vacations alone in recent years. I'm not even sure that I want my boyfriend to go.
Oh, my God, Joe. Here, put her on a little belly bump watch. It's 7:33. Hey there, it's Chris and the crew. Chris, Joe, Marissa's here on the board answering the phones this morning. Dan Zaro is in the weather cave, our PST chief meteorologist. So you know what today is? It's Red Cup Day at Starbucks. So excited.
Let's dig into this for a second. Let's just dig into Chris Rollins being excited about this.
Have
Chris
you seen
Rollins.
The cup? It's adorable.
So you could show up this morning and get it. Is that what?
Yep. So Red Cup Day, you know, is when you can grab a free reusable holiday cup. When you buy a drink, you know, in-store, drive-through, you can even get it delivered. And this year's design, they're calling it a cozy step-in-from-the-cold vibe. It's adorable. Has like you can like peek through the windows of a like a Christmas house. There's a little snow on it. Oh, my God. It's so cute.
All right. So Marissa's with us this morning. Marissa's a little new around these parts. So Marissa, let's ask Chris a few questions here. Chris. When's the last time you, and don't tell me so you went for someone else, when's the last time you drank Starbucks?
I don't drink Starbucks.
Okay. when's the last
but
time?
But I'm there all the time for my daughter.
Nope, that was not the question. The question was, do you go for others? Uh-huh. Would you say you have over or under 5 previous red cups in your cabinet at home? I already know the answer to this.
I don't have them anymore because John made me get rid of them because I hadn't touched them since I got them.
I rest my case. She actually just made my case for me. Now, let's follow that up with a third question.
Yeah.
Chris, about 10:02 this morning, what will you be doing?
Heading to Starbucks.
Why?
To get the red cup. Come on. Whenever you tell me that they may run out, so you better get them before they're gone, I'm there. I don't care what it is. I'm getting it.
People line up at 4:30 these cups.
These will be gone, Marissa, so I need one. These will be gone.
Do you think they'll have one at 10 a.m.?
I don't know.
Oh my God, Marissa, you just put the... I know. Marissa, you have to stop because now she's only going to think about that. She can't put that thought in her head.
Yeah.
You'll get one.
I've always been successful in getting them. I may have to go to a few locations before I get them. You know what I mean? Like one may run out, so I'll head over to the other side of town or, you know, whatever. But this one is extra cute. I think it is. We've got it up on the story for you, the 94.5 PST Instagram story, if you want to take a look. But I mean, come on, Joe. It's better than that bear cup that they just had.
Sure, but you better use it this year. If you go and get it, I want to see it being used, and I'm going to check in with your husband.
Maybe I'll bring it in here for the holidays. We'll put pens in it or something. As
cute.
Like a pen holder.
What a use of that.
Right?
What a use of that cup.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
Let's check in down in Burlington this morning. Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Good morning. Hello?
Yeah, Wendy, you sound like you're at it. Are you on like a treadmill or something over there? You sound really energetic.
No, sorry. I had to turn my radio down.
Oh, Wendy, I love that. You're following all the rules. You're ready. You sound like a rule follower, Wendy.
Have you ever played Can't Beat Chris before?
I have not.
Oh.
First timer.
We have a first timer. All right, so you know the deal. Do you listen in the car?
Yes.
Okay, so you know we're going to get three pop culture trivia questions. Whoever gets the most right wins.
Yes.
Okay, good luck. Yep. I'm going to get out of here so you can do your thing in private, and I'm going to come back and see what I can do, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Wendy, we'll let Chris get out of here, and she's gone. There we go, okay. She's right by the door. All right, question number one for you, Wendy. Kourtney Kardashian threw her husband a lavish 50th birthday. His name is Travis Barker. Travis was known for being in a band that sang the song All the Small Things. What band is that?
Blink-182.
Do you want to lock it in?
Lock it in.
All right. Second question. Meghan Trainor surprised us with an announcement yesterday of a new album, a song, a tour. Back in 2014, she dropped the song All About That Bass. I'm going to monotone say a lyric from it. You're going to finish it, all right? The lyric is, okay. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size blank.
Size 2.
Do you want to lock in 2?
Yes, lock it in.
And the third and final question, Wicked opens in just over a week. It's all about Elphaba, which is represented by green, and Glinda, which is represented by what color? What color is Glinda primarily represented by?
Lock it in.
I heard pink. We're locking it in. Can't Beat Chris this morning. It's powered by Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week. Brunch Saturdays and Sundays. Happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday online. Al'sAirportInn.com. Al's, it is where the locals go. Chris, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Your quiz starts right now.
Okay.
Question one for you, Chris. Kourtney Kardashian just threw her husband a lavish 50th birthday. Her husband, of course, is Travis Barker. And he's known for the band that sang the song All the Small Things. What band is that?
Blink-182.
Chris said Blink-182. Wendy said Blink-182. You're both correct.
All right.
2-2.
Yay!
Or 1-1.
1-1.
1-1. All right. Question number two. Meghan Trainor has surprised us yesterday by announcing a new album, a tour, and a first single from that album. Let's go back to 2014, Chris.
Okay.
She sang the song All About That Bass.
Love it.
Finish the lyric. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size blank.
I ain't no size 2.
You both said 2. You're both correct.
Oh.
We are now, in fact, 2-2. All the 2s. Okay. Now we're on to number 3.
Woo.
How are you feeling about your guess on number 3, Wendy?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Are you so relieved that you're getting them right?
All right.
Let's yes.
See if Chris has been paying attention for this one. Wicked opens in just over a week, Chris. It's all about Elphaba. She's represented by green. And Glinda, who is represented by what color?
Ah, my favorite color, pink.
Pink it is. You both said pink, so you're both correct.
Ooh,
we
at that.
End today 3-3. Wendy, you had all those answers so quick. That means you don't have to give us the phrase of shame.
Yay!
Ties go to the house, so Chris's streak extends. But Wendy, you are a formidable opponent, and welcome back here anytime. For playing along, we got you tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh, yay. My daughter's going to be so excited.
Great. They're coming to the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. That's the Camden Waterfront. August 8th, 2026. Tickets on sale now for everyone else. Ticketmaster.com, but hang a line.
Listen tomorrow morning at 740 and 940 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
It's Big Day at Starbucks today. It's Red Cup Day. You know, I just got a text from my friend Rob. He said it is absolute chaos at Starbucks. He has never seen so many people waiting, but he did get his cups. Okay. So the cup is They're describing the design as a cozy step in from the cold. That's what Starbucks is saying. That's the vibe of the cup. So the deal is you can grab a free reusable holiday cup when you buy a drink, the handcrafted drink in store, at the drive-thru, or even by delivery. And when they're gone, they're gone. So it's like a mad dash to Starbucks everywhere today to get your cups. So if you got yours, I want to see them. Throw the pictures in the Nutty 4.5 PST app chat. So Diddy stayed in jail longer. Good. He broke the rules. Remember, Joe, we were talking about this, that he had an unauthorized three-way phone call with his lawyer and somebody else. Mm-hmm. And his lawyer tried to defend it, saying it was a part of his defense or whatever. Well, the jail said, you're not allowed to do that. So now they pushed his release date back. It's about a month. It was May something. Now it's June 4th, 2028. Remember, he's in Fort Dix here in Jersey at a low security federal prison. So did you hear what Chick-fil-A is testing? A chicken and waffle sandwich. There's going to be a breakfast version and a dinner version. I think the breakfast one's coming. I think both may actually come with a little cup of maple syrup that you can throw on top. Yeah. Marissa, what do you think about
this? Sounds so good.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we're not the test zone. They're testing it in Baltimore and San Antonio. But you know what I'm hearing? It takes about a year after it's tested. If it's successful, if the test is successful. How could this miss, though, for it to show up in stores? So we got the countdown begins. About a year from now, you'll probably see it.
All I'm hearing is road
in
trip.
Stores. Yeah, Baltimore's not that far away,
no.
Right? San Antonio's a little farther. I don't think we'll go there. And okay, so I spoke to Jess Martell, you know, of Martell's Christmas Wonderland in Hamilton. She says they're opening on November 28th, 6 to 9 p.m. They're going to be open every night after that. Of course, follow their Facebook page for weather updates and things. There are some new things this year, so we've got them all posted for you on the PST app. There's the scoop.
94.5 PST.
I do not want you to judge me for this.
Now, it's time for the Cruise Court.
All right, here we go. Today we've got Nick and Courtney on the line. And oh boy, Joe, this one's a little delicate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fighting about whether or not to tell Nick's sister that she might be kind of going a little overboard with Botox, fillers, hair extensions, like things like that. Right, Courtney?
I mean, like, look, I love his sister. Honestly, she's amazing. And she's really lost a lot of weight recently and she looks really good. But lately it's just like, you know, when it's just too much and like the weight loss has inspired her to continue her glow up. And like now her face, it just doesn't move anymore.
Oh,
I don't think it's as bad as you're making it seem, honestly.
Nick. Like, I know it's because you're not paying attention because you don't really care about this stuff, but like, it's your sister. And I know if it was me, you would not want me looking like she does now.
It's not our business. I mean, who are we to stop her?
Nick, we're her family. It's our duty to gently tell her, like, you know, that she's starting to go a little overboard and like, I mean, we're all talking about it behind our back, so I would want somebody to tell me nicely.
I really don't think we should say anything. She's happy. She feels confident for the first time in years. I mean, who cares if she wants a little extra filler? It's her face. It's her choice. The last thing I want to do is offend her and ruin the progress she's made, right? She'll hate me. And then Mom will be mad, and it'll start a whole thing.
Oh, boy. Like,
no, like... I promise you it won't start anything because she's going to thank us in the end. Just trust me on this.
I'm not sure I trust you on this.
All right, we get it. So, Courtney, you say, like, honesty is love, right?
Yeah.
And, Nick, you say we need to keep our mouths shut, right?
It's not our business, you know? It's
all right. So we're going to open the phones. We're going to get votes. And, Joe, you know, we usually do a little...
This one's easy. She gets it, they tell her.
Yeah. If Courtney gets the most votes, they get to subtly, nicely tell her. Nick, if you get the most votes, it's out of her business, you go. All right? You guys agree?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to go get votes. Hang on, guys.
This one's at least an easy, clear-cut case. We tell the sister or we don't, right?
You know, I'd like to think that I would want someone to tell me because you don't always... The mirror can lie to you. I mean, sometimes I'll look at myself. It just happened to me when I went to a wedding recently. I thought I looked so good in this dress. And everybody says, oh, Chris, you look great. I was like, oh, I don't like the way the pictures look.
Well, that's you being honest about yourself, actually. That's right. That's actually slightly better because you're recognizing it yourself.
I know what you're saying.
But I'm saying,
but I think I would want someone to tell me because I may not see it. You know what I'm saying?
Especially when it's something you can control. She can control how much work she has. Not everything. True. You can't control your hair. Certain things you can't control about yourself that you're given. This is one of those cases of she could stop doing all the work.
What side are you on here, Joe?
I'm going to say I like to stir the pot, so I'm going to say tell her.
Yeah,
call her up. I enjoyed when he was like, Mom will kill me if I do this.
All right, whose side are you on here?
Who's right? Who's wrong? Call now. Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
A ton of votes here for Cruise Court. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris. Joe's here. Marissa's here. That's the one answering the calls when you're like, who is this? That's Marissa. She's also on the board this morning. And of course, Dan Zaro, our PST chief meteorologist. So, okay, Nick and Courtney are married. And Nick's sister just lost some weight and now she's, you know, doing a glow up. And they think that, although Courtney, Nick's wife, thinks that they need to tell her that she's going a little too hard on the Botox, the fillers, whatever. Nick's like, we are not telling her. He wants to stay out of it. He thinks his mom's going to be mad if he does it. Yeah. So let's get to the phones. Let's get right to these votes. Jordan is in Levittown. Jordan, whose side are you on?
Hello. I am on the wife's side. I forget her name. Sorry.
Courtney.
Courtney. Yes. I'm on her side as a woman who's also had filler before, like in my lips, and my mom who's gotten Botox for years. I think a gentle reminder is okay to tell somebody like enough is enough because sometimes it just doesn't sit naturally. And I agree that as long as you do it with the right intention, then she should take it fairly well. Even as a brother, obviously you don't want to get involved. I have a twin brother who doesn't really give opinions where they're not needed.
Smart.
He doesn't really, and he's my twin, so it's a lot different. Like, in my opinion, it's a lot different because he's a lot closer to me than you think.
Right.
But he doesn't keep his opinion, but I know for a fact his girlfriend would. She's definitely one to give her opinion, especially when it's not needed, but like in a good way.
Jeez. Okay. Okay.
That's a vote.
See, she's saying she would welcome it if somebody did it to her.
And that's somebody who actively has had it. Gotten it done.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Mark in Princeton. Mark, I hear you're on his side.
Yeah. So, I mean, Courtney means well, very clearly, but I think you got to remember no good deed goes unpunished. So I'm with Nick. But having said that, I have a compromise. And my compromise is that Chris needs to call the sister.
Oh, jeez. I'm not calling the sister.
You work here, so that's good idea, Mark.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm getting involved this morning in
around,
this.
Coming up this morning around 8:30, Chris calls the sister and says, I've never met you. My name is Chris Rollins.
Absolutely
your Botox is
not.
Busted.
Oh, man. All right, let's go to one of our VIP STs. Corey's on the line. Hey, Corey, we've missed you.
Good morning. How's everybody today?
Oh, we love you. We missed you. So, all right, you always give the best advice. Let us have it.
Well, doggone it. I really want to be on his side, but I have to say her because that's my sister. I don't keep anything from my sister. That's my family. Especially, she said, other people are talking behind her back. Nobody talks behind my sister's back.
Oh, okay. You know? All right. Corey is all family.
He's a beacon of morality.
He's got a point. He doesn't want anybody talking about his family behind their backs.
I hadn't considered that.
No, me either.
I hadn't really considered
that. All right, let's go to Haley in Bensalem. Haley, what do you think?
I think you should gently say something. You're close enough with her, your family. I think women sometimes just need a little nudge from someone who's close to them that they may be overdoing it. She may not realize. Sometimes, you know, the mirror lies to you.
Didn't I say that?
They stole that line from me.
I think the mirror does lie to you sometimes. And you think you're looking good when you may not be.
This is close.
All right. Let me you tally it up.
I'm tallying it. You pulled a couple here from the app chat, too.
I'm going to bring them. Oh, you want to?
You just want to give a few more here so we get them. She may spiral. So don't tell her unless she asks. That's from Sheree in Princeton. Paige in Hamilton said, I don't feel like it is their business to say anything. I went through a similar situation. My sister-in-law went on a health kick trying to look great, and it wasn't our place to say anything. She said, we're proud of the decision. It worried us. It was her life.
This is really back and forth.
Back and forth. I got to get right, a big calculator out here.
I'm going to get Nick and Courtney back on. All right, guys, you've decided that whatever our final decision is going to be your final decision, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like one thing people aren't taking into consideration is, like, she's losing a lot of weight, you know, and she wasn't very confident before. And I think that, you know, this could shake her confidence and completely, you know, derail the progress she's made. Like, you know, it's not just, hey, you know, it's a little too much, dial it back. Like, that could shatter her.
Ooh, all right, Joe.
Unfortunately.
Oh, boy.
54% are on Courtney's side here. So you have to have some kind of conversation.
Gently, gently, Courtney, okay?
Obviously gently. I mean, listen, I don't want her to not feel good. I want her to feel great. And I want her to know that, like, now she looks great. So we can stop.
Stop.
Stop. Exactly. All right. Well, good luck. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris, Joe, Marissa's on the board, on the phones today. Dan Zero, our PST chief meteorologist, is in the weather cave. So, Joe, it's a big day today.
What is it?
It's Starbucks Red Cup Day.
It's also known as that one day a year Chris pretends she drinks coffee.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not even pretending. You can get a hot chocolate. Joe, you can get a hot chocolate.
But
we've got the list of all the drinks you can get up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. Any holiday drink and hot chocolate is included in that. There's a list of all the drinks that you can order. So here's the deal. You get an adorable, actually, this may be my favorite design in years. So you get a free reusable cup, and it's, you know, this adorable holiday design. They call it a cozy step in from the cold vibe. I'm telling you, I'm getting reports in the PST app chat from PST listeners that it is chaos at all the Starbucks in our area. So here's the deal. When they run out, they run out. So it's this mad dash to get them. And okay, yeah.
Take a breath.
Okay, yeah. I don't go to Starbucks on the regular. But I want that cup. If you tell me there's a chance I may not get that cup, I want that cup.
Marissa, she hasn't taken a breath. She just went on about this cup for
just
like...
Just goes and goes.
Okay, Chris.
Are you going today,
Marissa? Well, I normally will go to Starbucks anyway. But so if I get it, that'd be cool.
It's an added benefit on a random Thursday. No big deal.
We heard from a PST listener that there was almost a fight at one.
Okay.
Which doesn't surprise me. People are crazy for that kind of stuff.
That's totally ridiculous.
Let's talk this out, Chris.
Okay.
You've been doing this for a
couple of years.
For almost as long as I've known you.
Yeah, a couple of years.
And if I recall correctly, you ran out of room in a cabinet. Your husband made you get rid of a bunch of them.
He's like, are you ever going to use these? He's like, get rid of them. And last year I actually did use it. I put a Starbucks gift card in it and gave it as, like, instead of a gift bag. That was the gift bag, which actually I think is very creative.
Which is cute.
Don't you think that's...
Very creative.
Okay.
But maybe I'll use it this year.
I want you drinking out of it every
day. Fine, I'll bring it in.
And she said, I'll use it as a pen cup. No, I want you to use it.
Guess who just texted me? Your boyfriend.
No, he
said, yes, he did. Got mine.
Already? He's left the house today? It's only...
Apparently.
For the Starbucks Red Cup.
My niece got up extra early. She waited in line at Starbucks to get hers. My friend Rob did. See? You see?
He just texted me and he said, well, Chris, I have yours now. Bought one drink. She gave me two and said I was cute.
Yes. Thank you, Joe's boyfriend.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
It's a big day at Starbucks. You may know about this. It's Red Cup Day. We're hearing from PST listeners everywhere that it's just chaos. There's lines out the door. Everybody's ordering their holiday drinks. You know, this is when you can grab a free reusable holiday cup. And the design is so cute this year. They're calling it a cozy step in from the cold vibe. It's like you're looking through a holiday home window. Oh my God, it's so cute. My friend Rob sent me the picture of his. My niece got hers already. I mean, there's listeners all over. Joe's boyfriend got his, and Would the barista think he was cute or something, Joe?
Apparently. He said
an older
woman pushing 70 gave him an extra one.
So funny. So go get yours while they last. You can do in-store. You can do drive-through, even by delivery. And you'll get that red cup. They're only available until they last. So at 10:01 this morning, you know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Out the door. So Diddy is staying in jail longer. His release date's been pushed back about a month because he broke some rules behind bars. And you know what, Joe? I kind of like this, that they're holding him accountable. You know what I mean? So we had heard that he had an unauthorized three-way call with his lawyer and somebody else, and he, you know, got punished for it. So now it's June of 2028 instead of May of 2028. Remember, he's at Fort Dix in a low-security federal prison in Fort Dix. So did you hear what Chick-fil-A is testing? It's something new. It's a chicken and waffle sandwich. Marissa, doesn't that sound good?
Sounds so good.
It's going to have bacon. It's going to have like a honey butter spread. It's going to come with a little thing of syrup that you can pour on
it.
So there's going to be a breakfast version and a dinner version. And they're only testing it in Baltimore, which actually isn't that far away if we really want to try it.
Road trip.
San Antonio is the other testing location. I did read that if a test is successful, it takes about a year for it to hit restaurants. So the countdown's on because I don't think this can miss, right?
No, this can't fail.
And Adele's making her acting debut in a movie called Cry to Heaven. It's an Anne Rice adaptation. It's not clear who she's going to be playing yet, just that she's going to be in the movie. It's in pre-production right now in London and in Rome. Expected to come out sometime later next year. Right, there's the scoop. 910, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning, it's Chris, Joe, Marissa's here on the board, handling the phones too. Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist, is back in the weather cave. Okay, so serious question for you here, because I'm sure my family is not the only one planning for Thanksgiving right now. So the group text has gone out to all the extended family. We do a big, you know, Thanksgiving every year. My daughter says to me, please tell me somebody is bringing mac and cheese.
She's correct.
I don't think she's correct at all.
What?
I said to her, that's not a Thanksgiving thing. Is that a Thanksgiving thing, Marissa?
Absolutely. Only if it's homemade, though. You can't show up to Thanksgiving with Kraft mac and cheese.
It's not as much as I love Kraft, Thanksgiving Day is not
it's not
Kraft
a Kraft mac and cheese.
No, and
cheese
we have a family recipe. My grandmother made it, so that's the family recipe. But I don't consider that. I mean, there's the sides are the big show of Thanksgiving anyway, right? I mean, how many people
Everyone
really like
that,
turkey?
Right?
It's the sides are the stars.
Yeah, last week we had that survey that said more than half of us would give up the actual turkey.
Right. I wouldn't even consider putting mac and cheese on a Thanksgiving table. I need stuffing. I need cranberry sauce. My cousin Debbie's making sweet potatoes, the green bean casserole, you know, those crispy onions on it. Yum.
And mac and cheese.
I don't think so.
But think about it. A lot of people will do an Italian Thanksgiving and they'll have lasagna.
I was just going to say, when I was a kid, lasagna was still on that table every year.
Italians just are in their own.
Everything has
Italians
to involve a pasta.
They do whatever they want for every holiday. There's pasta and stuff. But a traditional Thanksgiving dinner to you has mac and cheese?
Yes.
I think it could go 50-50. If it's not there, I wouldn't. I love mac and cheese. But if it's not there for Thanksgiving, I wouldn't protest and be like, bring us the mac and cheese.
I just wouldn't expect it on a table, I think.
Oh,
on a Thanksgiving now.
It's a hearty, wintry, cold day kind of meal.
Comfort
it makes total
meal.
Sense. Exactly.
Other holidays, it totally makes sense. Like Christmas, when you have your Christmas ham, I can totally see ham and mac and cheese. Easter, obviously, again, ham and mac and cheese. I can see it for those holidays, but Thanksgiving?
That's interesting.
It's random to me.
I feel like Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner kind of go hand in hand. The only difference is ham and turkey.
All right, well, you can tell us what you think, because I really want to know, is mac and cheese acceptable on a Thanksgiving table? You can do it in the PST app chat right now.